यान्तिमिदण्डस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनाच्छदाखया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वापतन्तिकं वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरौ श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवंश्च श्रीरूपां साग्रजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं सद्वैतं सावधूतं हरिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधा कृष्णपादान् सहगना ललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिन्धु दीनबन्धु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोस्तु ते तप्तकाञ्चना गौरङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वंशकल्पतरूप्यश्च कृपासिन्धुव्य एव च पतितानां भावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीभासदि गौरभक्तवृन्द Today, it is a very great fortune and honor for all of us to be together in the service of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada considered Pune a very important city in the world for Krishna consciousness. In fact, Srila Prabhupada was very concerned that the educated class, scholars, understand and have a proper impression of what Gaudiya Vaishnavism actually is. And throughout the Western world, those who study Eastern religion on a serious level, they must also study Sanskrit, and almost all of them, professors, students, they have some connection with a scholar in Pune. Throughout the world, it is a hub of knowledge of Vedas. This center in Pune that is about to be built can have a tremendous impact not only on the citizens here, Maharashtra, India, but the world. Yesterday we performed the cornerstone laying ceremony, which is the offering of our commitment to build this temple on behalf of the Lord. The beginning. Or in other words, it is the initiation of the temple. Srila Prabhupada said in many lectures wherein he was performing initiation that initiate means to begin. It is not the goal. It is the beginning of total commitment to pursue the goal. But it cannot end there. Krishna will not be very pleased if the cornerstone remains underground throughout our lives and nothing is built upon it. It takes sacrifice, determination, enthusiasm, loyalty and dedication, and hard work to build something over that cornerstone. Similarly, those who you are being initiated, taking lifelong vows, it is an official beginning of a lifetime of commitment to build your devotional service. Just like at the temple, it's not that you lay the cornerstone and everyone does what they want. There's an architect, and that architect, we must follow his directions at every step. Krishna is the original architect. He has taught us the whole plan of how to develop our hearts to build a temple within ourselves in which Radha and Krishna will be pleased to appear and be worshipped. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his lila of the cleansing of Gundicha Mandir, he taught that the heart is a temple. It must be perfectly clean, sanctified, for Krishna to be pleased to give his darshan. So Krishna has given us the plan, and he first spoke within our sampradaya to Brahma, the secondary architect, and he passed that plan to Narada Muni, to Mahamuni Vyasadeva, later on to Madhvacharya. Same design, same plan. As long as we do not deviate, we are directly connected. And parampara means if we simply remain faithful to the original plan of Krishna, then his grace, his mercy is there to empower us through the previous acharyas. On one level, putting that stone with the nine jewels, Anantashesha, in the ground is the cornerstone for the temple. But in spirit, in truth, the real cornerstone to build that temple and to sustain it is the commitment the love, the devotion of the devotees. This initiation ceremony coming the day after here in Pune is very significant, because it is the commitment of all of you to purely strive to follow the path of bhakti with determination to serve Lord Chaitanya's mission through Srila Prabhupada, that will build this temple within our hearts, on the land in Pune, and attract millions and millions of people to receive Krishna's mercy. We begin our ceremony with the verse, the sloka. Om apavitra apavitro va sarvavastam gatopi va yasmaret pundarikaksham sabhayabhyantara suchi. Whether we are purified or unpurified, or even having passed through all situations of life, one who remembers the beautiful lotus-eyed Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, is purified both within and without. This is the purpose of initiation, and it is the purpose of life. Purification. Nitya Siddha Krishna Prema Satya Kaponoi Sravanadi Sudichiti Kodiye Udoi. Love of Krishna is within the heart of every living being. But we have forgotten, because the restless mind, influenced by the false ego, has been diverted to wanting to be the controller and the enjoyer. Just the day before yesterday, I was listening to a lecture of Srila Prabhupada, where he emphasized the very basis of all bondage and suffering. Krishna is Purusha. He is the supreme controller and the supreme enjoyer. And the Jivatma, every living entity, by our constitutional nature, we are Prakriti. We are subordinately controlled. We are meant to be enjoyed. When we simply surrender to this principle, we are in our natural state. We can access the supreme love of Krishna. And from our very souls, that pure love, that ecstasy, is released from our hearts toward Krishna and toward every living being. But the problem is when the Prakriti artificially tries to imitate Purusha. When we want to be the proprietor, the controller, the enjoyer. It is not possible. But Maya means that which is not. Maya makes us think that we're the controller, the proprietor, the enjoyer. And in our attempts, Maya gives us so much space to actually believe it. And then we become implicated in so much suffering and bondage. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he spoke very simple. theoretically, it's so easy to understand. But because we are so habituated since time immemorial to competing with God, trying to be the controller, the proprietor, and the enjoyer, it's very difficult to put it into our life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught, Gopi Bharatur Patakamaligora, Das, 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 Anu, Das. Our constitutional eternal nature, that we are infinitesimal servant of the servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord of Gopis, Krishna. Devotional service is the process by which we revive that original nature. Trinarapi suniche nataro ibasi hishnuna amanina manadeva kirtaniya sadahari. If we want to taste the nectar of the holy name, which is the only means of really connecting to Krishna within this age of Kali, we must really strive to be humble like a blade of grass, tolerant like a tree, to offer respect to others without any desire for prestige ourselves. Then only will Krishna reveal himself within his name. But why is it so difficult? Even though we know it intellectually, still we are driven by forces that are so powerful within ourselves and all around us to want to be the controller, the proprietor, and the enjoyer. Willing even to exploit and cause pain to others for my own position, prestige, greed, or sensual enjoyment. Krishna tells in Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram jagatatapasam sarvalokam siddhaheshwar suradam sarvabhutanam gyatvamam shantim yajjati. There's no peace in this world, because individually and collectively we want to be proprietor and enjoyer. We want to control. That's why nations are building massive nuclear bombs, which the potency for inconceivable destruction, suffering, and death. That's why there's so much conflict, hatred, envy in this world. Prabhupada explains material life means envy, because we want to be the enjoyer, and therefore there's endless competition. Yes. Srila Prabhupada writes back in the 1940s or 50s that China has just invaded India. And now there's tens and thousands of troops fighting with the potential of a very, at that time there was a potential of a massive war. The Prabhupada said, what are they fighting over? Some tract of land way, way up in the Himalayas on the border of Tibet, China. Nobody could even use it. Nobody could live there. But they're fighting over that piece of land for some strategic position. This is mine. No, this is mine. Today, Kashmir, it's a piece of land. But over that piece of land, there may be nuclear wars. Why? To a saintly person, all these big, big politicians who think they're so powerful and so great, they're just foolish, ignorant children, fighting over toys. Yes, that's all. That's their mentality. Idiots. That's all. They're just idiots. Fighting over toys. This is mine, this is mine, this is mine, this is mine. They did it when they were children, now they're doing it with adults. No different in mentality. What is the seed? I am the proprietor. And the extension of I, or me, is we. Yes. It's just the extension. My nation, my caste, my race, all illusion. When Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj told Prabhupada in the very beginning of his coming to ISKCON, he said, Prabhupada, you're teaching that we're not this body. But I can say, as a man with an African body, that there is racism, there is prejudice, even amongst your devotees. Srila Prabhupada replied, if you are disturbed by their ignorance, then what makes you any different than them? Hare Krishna. It's the bodily concept. Krishna consciousness is to rise above this bodily concept. And how do we do that? By simply accepting Krishna is Purusha and I am Prakriti. Krishna is the proprietor, the enjoyer, and the controller. And I am. And how to practically execute that? To be the servant of the servant of the servant. Servant, because Krishna will not accept our service directly. Man bhakta puja vyadika, he accepts our servant through his devotees. This is the real cornerstone to building this temple in Pune. This is the real cornerstone to building this temple of ISKCON worldwide, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. When each of us individually take this responsibility with commitment to live by this principle of servitude and to purify our hearts. And that purification of the heart comes by remembering Krishna. Om Apavitra Apavitra. Srila Prabhupada, on behalf of the Acharyas, have given us such a simple and all-powerful method of awakening our Krishna consciousness by remembering Krishna through hearing his glories, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, discussing Krishna amongst devotees, Krishna Katha. And especially through the chanting of Krishna's names, Krishna's form, Krishna's qualities, Krishna's love, Krishna's pastimes, Krishna's abode, Krishna's associates. They are all revealed to one who chants the holy name of the Lord purely. And the method of chanting the holy name of the Lord purely is to live under the direction of the spiritual master who is teaching us a proper service attitude, teaching us how to overcome offenses to the holy name, teaching us how to chant with love. Krishna in his name, Sri Radha in her name. If we just chant sincerely, with proper motivation and purpose, with determination to follow the architectural plan of Sri Guru and Gauranga. They will manifest themselves within their name and purify their minds. That is the purpose of initiation. To make a formal commitment to this process. Today we have amongst us such a bumblebee. King bee.
I like to hover around lotuses.
That is why you never leave the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada. And I'm, in my own significant way, trying to find a place behind you. Behind you. He has accepted me. So today we will take vows to chant at least 16 rounds of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, to follow the four Wigluta principles: no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gambling, no meat eating. Because these four pillars of sinful life incriminate us and bind us within material illusion and destroy our bhakti. We also must very carefully guard against the 10 offenses, especially offenses to Vaishnavas. Because such an offense, Mahaprabhu Chaitanya called mad elephant. We may not see what's happening, but we have to have faith that Lord Chaitanya knows what's happening. We may blaspheme and say, I don't see any elephants. But the greatest powers of Maya, you cannot see. But they're there. As soon as you blaspheme a devotee, that elephant is there, trampling upon your devotion. And it will all be revealed in due course of time. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warns us. He's in the heart. He knows what's happening. Yes, on this day of initiation, we're taking vows. Commitment. And we need to make such a commitment. Because Maya is very strong. Through temptations and aversions, through ego and laziness, she's going to try to divert us from the path. But if we know I've taken a vow, and I know the Vaishnavas are there to help me, and Guru is there to help me, then it helps us to feel the necessity to remain loyal. And connects us to a power that can save us from all dangers. The power of Krishna. The power of His love, His mercy, which manifests so much through Srimad Bhagavatam, through the Vaishnavas, and through the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. Srila Prabhupada is our founder, Acharya. For all our devotees, He is the prominent Guru. All Diksha Gurus, all Shiksha Gurus, all Bhartma Pradarshika Gurus, everyone is working together to serve Prabhupada's mission. Prabhupada's mission is to carry out the instruction as His Guru Maharaj. to teach people how to be pure devotees and to spread this message throughout the world. There should be no egotism. There should be no sectarianism. We are a family worldwide. We are all related. Because following behind His Holiness Giriraj Maharaj, we are all seeking the nectar of the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada by being the servant of the servant of His servant. On behalf of Srila Prabhupada, we are performing this ceremony with gratitude. Appealing to all of you to give your lives to assist in Srila Prabhupada's most merciful mission. And now, His Holiness Giriraj Swami Maharaj will enlighten us with His realizations. Maharaj is one of the first devotees to help establish Krishna consciousness in Bombay, in Pune, in Maharashtra, in India, in the world. We are very grateful that He has so kindly agreed to participate in this ceremony today. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I thank you very much. Yesterday we were discussing how Prabhupada's temples are meant to be like hospitals. A hospital may be a fantastic building, yes? But who's going to benefit from it unless there are not good doctors, good nurses, good administrators who are all working together? Yes? You can have a golden hospital. But if the doctors are not qualified, they're not giving themselves to their patients, the nurses, if the nurses and the doctors are fighting and everything else, what will happen? So I'd like to end today by speaking one thought that came to my mind. We have our Bhaktivedanta Hospital. And almost every devotee, not only devotee, but even just common people, the first thing they say to me after visiting the hospital, they say, when I come into the hospital, I feel like I've come into a temple. Yes? Well, it is my hope that people will say, when they come into our temples, when I came into your temple, I feel like I've come into a hospital. Then we are serving Prabhupada properly. Thank you very much.
Jnananjana Salakaya Satsunam.